Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It gives me absolute joy to say good morning to Etty Much. Etty, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I am stronger, I am wiser, and I am... got a smile, damn it.
Well, what I haven't told our listeners is that Etty Much turns 100 years old, and it is an absolute privilege to talk to you this morning and just to wish you everything of the best. And we
in my pleasure to talk to you.
So what, looking back, I mean, and I know it must be such a boring question because you probably asked it all the time. You know, you're turning 100. What are the highlights? What do you look back, when you look back on the 100 years, what does stand out for you?
First of all, I've always been active in, particularly in, first of all, I've been in business for 35 years in the place called the Strand, where I was born,
right,
in 1920. Anyway, I find that even no matter how busy you are, if you give a person a task to do, they will still do it. I've always been involved with charitable organizations, mostly for Israel, of course, and I proudly hold a certificate of service for 72 years for WESAF, as you know.
Yes.
But prior to that, in my extreme youth in school, I was also not a secretary, but helped my mother. My mother, who came from Lithuania, was her reading was wonderful, but her spelling atrocious.
Mm.
I came back from school one day, I must have been 13 or 12, and to my horror I found that she was sending notices to the Strand Somerset West Ladies Zionist Society. And everything was marked for her except she had to fill in the gaps. She
said,
"You are kindly requested to come to a meeting at the Strand Shoe at 8 o'clock A.T.E. I thought I had it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to her and I say, "What is this?" She says 8. So for punishment, I had to write 25 times E-I-G-H-T. I said, "Why didn't you do it?" It was too long. She wasn't prepared to wait to write it.
Wow.
So I became the secretary. Anyway. But not only for that, I involved myself with the Business Professional Women, of which I was a committee member, had enormous amount of experience there, and also for the Lions Club, where my husband was the president. So, and also for the, not only for Israel, but for the Union of Jewish Women as well. But my passion was more for Israel, and I got involved. And even up to today, I'm still do whatever I can. Not just quite as active as I was, but I'm still on. I'm still supposed to be the chairman of the Simcha branch. So I'm chairman, I'm secretary, I'm treasurer, and that's what I am for Simcha. That is wonderful. I've gained an enormous amount of experience. And my passion is for that.
You know, as you were talking, what I was hearing is obviously passion, commitment, vitality. I would imagine, and the things have not been always so simple in terms of your role as a woman, and you've been very involved in women's organization, WITSO, etc. It must have been fascinating to see the role of women changing. Interestingly enough, you were always, as you mentioned, in business with your husband, you were active in a space that I would have imagined a lot of women were not able to be active in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, coming from a little fishing village at that stage, we mixed with non-Jewish people as well, and it belonged to the Afrikaanse cultuurvereniging, which I was also seconded to, and it was a great pleasure to, one day, they asked me to show them what a Shabbos, a Friday night would be. So I did the candles for them, And I invited them for dinner, did the brocha, and they were absolutely enthralled. It's one of the highlights that I did. And you know, when you're in a small town like that, you mix with everybody freely, which I did. They were my friends and came to Pesach and stood in a row waiting for a bottle of homemade wine that my father made and a packet of matzah. So they were my friends.
That is, it's just absolutely incredible. Really, really awesome. In fact, I didn't realize this, but somebody has just sent me a photo of you in my house. True story. True story. I've got a photo of you in my home, and now I remember having.
How did that happen?
How it happened is, you know, listeners, you can talk amongst yourselves now because we're playing this whole Jewish geography thing. My wife is Heidi from Heidi's Bakery, and she held a challah bake for your granddaughter's bat mitzvah in our home.
Oh my word! How marvelous! How lovely!
For your great granddaughter, actually. So isn't that a small world? I didn't put it together at all.
And Jessica,
Rachel.
Isn't that funny? So many messages wishing you.
It's a pleasure. If you come to Cape Town, you want to come and see me. And you're more than welcome to have a kosher meal.
I would absolutely love that.
I'll give you blintzes and pirogan and tagliche ginger cake.
Couldn't do better than that. Just to wish you a very, very happy birthday, a healthy year ahead, and you're an inspiration to so many people. Just keep doing what you are doing. Time is 8:56.